Wisconsin voters could see more poll watchers in the November election than they're used to. It's Monday, October 14th, and this is Wisconsin Today Morning News. Good morning, I'm Alex Crow. Coming up on the show today, border security is a cornerstone of Donald Trump's re-election campaign. The subject is a bit more vulnerable for Kamala Harris.
I don't think the Harris-Walls ticket is trying to win the issue of immigration and border security. I think they're trying to reduce the Republican advantage.
WPR's Sarah Lear will have more on how each candidate is talking about immigration while trying to sway Wisconsin voters. Stay with us.
Wisconsin Today makes staying current on Wisconsin news easy. You can enjoy these 10 minutes of statewide news with context thanks to community support. Join in now with your gift at wpr.org/givewitoday.
Wisconsin will likely see a high number of election observers at the polls this November. Evan Casey has more on what voters can expect.
Poll watchers can be present at polling sites, clerks' offices, or at a central count facility. The Republican National Committee said they want to recruit 5,000 poll watchers in Wisconsin, a key battleground state. Meanwhile, the Democratic Party of Wisconsin said they plan to have a, quote, record number of election observers at the polls as well. Elena Hilby is the president of the Wisconsin Municipal Clerks Association. She says she welcomes their presence.
They serve a very important purpose, and that is to ensure, you know, that the election is being run in a secure, transparent, fair way, that we're abiding by the laws.
But Hilby says she's worried about emotions running high with all the extra eyes at polling sites. Observers can be removed if they're being disruptive. Evan Casey, Wisconsin Public Radio.
Candidates in the 7th Congressional District have laid out their priorities in interviews with Wisconsin Public Radio. Republican incumbent Tom Tiffany says the Biden administration has been too hostile towards the use of fossil fuels.
President Biden has, as a result of his anti-energy policies, has driven up the cost of diesel fuel, gasoline, other petroleum products.
Tiffany says many in the district are still dealing with the effects of high inflation in recent years. His challenger, Democrat Kyle Kilborn, pointed to recent hospital closures in the district.
Government has a duty to make sure that we are expanding our healthcare, rural healthcare centers, and ensure that every community has access to affordable and quality care.
He also called for the lowering the price of prescription drugs. Republicans are heavily favored in the northern Wisconsin district. A prominent conservative radio commentator and two Republican former state officials threw their support behind Vice President Kamala Harris last week. They called on like-minded conservatives to do the same. Former Milwaukee radio host Charlie Sykes, former state lawmaker Dale Schultz, and former Wisconsin Court of Appeals judge Dave Dininger joined more than 20 other Wisconsin Republicans in endorsing Harris. Dininger says another Trump term would be far more dangerous than the former president's first.
If Trump regains power, he won't have some of the safeguards, the guardrails that restrained him during his first presidency.
The call came just a little over a week after Harris campaigned with Republican Liz Cheney in Ripon. For 135 years, a private utility company has provided electric, water, and gas service in the city of Superior. But as Danielle Kading reports, city leaders say it may be time to buy the company's assets.
Local leaders are exploring whether to own and operate the utility service provided by Superior Water, Light, and Power Company. It operates the only private water utility in the state. Local leaders are concerned about upcoming replacement of lead pipes and other costs that would be passed on to customers under proposed rate hikes. Superior Mayor Jim Payne told Wisconsin Today that the utility plans to resist the sale and would likely make it expensive for the city.
We have to demonstrate what this infrastructure is actually worth, and then the Wisconsin Public Service Commission will decide.
The city plans to hire a consultant to gauge the worth of those assets. The company said it recommends studying how the city intends to raise hundreds of millions of dollars to buy the utility. The city would also need to gauge voters' support for the purchase in a referendum. Danielle Kading, Wisconsin Public Radio.
Coming up, border security is among the top campaign issues as presidential candidates try and sway voters in Wisconsin. Republican Donald Trump has tied the issue to crime, and his rhetoric has drawn condemnation, especially from community members.
People, you know, are tired of the hate. They're tired of the rhetoric. They're tired of, you know, the people who work hard to come and have a better life being scapegoated.
WPR's Sarah Lear will have more on how proposed immigration policies could play out in swing state Wisconsin. Stay with us.
Morning Edition takes you across this country and around the world with stories that keep you informed and the context to understand what matters. The news comes at you quickly, but we slow it down to examine each story from different angles and give perspective on what might happen next. A brand new day comes with new possibilities and a new edition of Morning Edition from NPR News.
Weekday mornings from 5 to 9 on Wisconsin Public Radio.
And finally, Wisconsin is more than 1,000 miles from the U.S.-Mexico border. But as Election Day nears, border security is emerging as among the top campaign issues in the Badger State. Sarah Lear has more on how the presidential candidates are addressing immigration as they try to sway voters.
Wisconsin has had more than its share of presidential campaign stops this year, but only one to Prairie du Chien, when former President Donald Trump visited the Mississippi River city of about 5,500 residents last month. He spoke in front of posters of mugshots. One showed a non-citizen who was recently arrested in the city on multiple felony charges.
I will liberate Wisconsin from this mass migrant invasion of murderers, rapists, hoodlums, drug dealers, thugs, and vicious gang members.
Despite some high-profile cases, studies show immigrants in the U.S. are less likely to commit crimes than native-born Americans. But Trump often shares anecdotes like these. And immigration has been central to his campaign. The most recent poll from Marquette University showed 15% of Wisconsin voters listed it as their top issue, second only to the economy. Those who waited in line to hear Trump in Southwest Wisconsin said they want changes to the country's immigration policies, like Kevin Joel of Prairie du Chien.
There's laws and orders in this country, so let's do things legally. Let's get back on track.
And Larry Schoonover of Janesville.
We need to get the ones that came across illegally sent back. If they come in legally, I have no problem with that.
On the other side of the state, on a sunny Saturday afternoon in Milwaukee, nearly a dozen volunteers gathered inside a small office. They made calls in English and Spanish, urging Wisconsinites to vote for Democratic candidates, including Kamala Harris. Javier Escorcia is with the immigrant rights group Voces de la Frontera. A man picked up the phone and Escorcia asked him if he's registered to vote.
Yo soy de Voces de la Frontera, Acción, y te hablaba para allá para hacerte una pregunta si estás registrado para votar.
While immigration is always part of the national political debate, Trump's rhetoric has escalated. He's referred to some immigrants as animals and accused them of, quote, poisoning the blood of our country. Voces political director Jared English is overseeing the group's phone banking.
People, you know, are tired of the hate, they're tired of the rhetoric, they're tired of, you know, the people who work hard to come and have a better life being scapegoated.
Harris has emphasized her support for a bipartisan bill that would have boosted funding for border enforcement. During the debate this fall, she blasted Trump for lobbying against that package.
Donald Trump got on the phone, called up some folks in Congress and said, kill the bill. And you know why? Because he'd prefer to run on a problem instead of fixing a problem.
If he's reelected, Trump has promised the largest deportation in U.S. history. That's raised alarm bells from agricultural groups, including the right-leaning Wisconsin Farm Bureau Federation and the left-leaning Wisconsin Farmers Union. Dairy farmer and Harris supporter Tina Hinchley says mass deportations would worsen a labor supply shortage.
If there is even the hint that people are going to be coming in and raiding the farms, which we have had, that is completely disruptive for our industry.
During the Biden-Harris administration, unauthorized border crossings reached a record high of nearly 2.5 million last year, according to federal data. Those numbers fell this year after the administration cracked down on eligibility for asylum claims. UW-La Crosse political scientist Anthony Trigoski says Harris has responded to Trump's campaign with more right-leaning rhetoric, and by visiting the southern border last month for the first time since 2021.
I don't think the Harris-Walls ticket is trying to win the issue of immigration and border security. I think they're trying to reduce the Republican advantage.
According to Marquette's polling, hardly any Wisconsin Democrats listed immigration as a top priority. The numbers were driven almost entirely by Republican voters. Sarah Lear, Wisconsin Public Radio.
And that'll do it for this Monday. Real quick note, the Green Bay Packers are now 4-2 on the season. They had an impressive 34-13 win over the Arizona Cardinals yesterday. The Packers will play the Houston Texans coming up this Sunday at noon. Thanks for joining us for Wisconsin Today Morning News. I'm your host, Alex Crow, and our producers today, the people putting the show together behind the scenes, that were Mallory Chang and John Davis. As always, we're back on your podcast feed every single weekday. All you gotta do is hit subscribe and we'll show up automatically. Have a great rest of your day. We'll talk to you again soon.